This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on one ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show right now. So anyway, we got a lot of things going on. Please visit our website, 821R.com. That's 821R.com. And of course, newcaliforniastate.com and the newbie on the block, which you can register, get all your information for many different things. And we're building. This week is the build out week, but we've got everything up and running finally. That's the ncs51.com. ncs51.com. Okay, so we've got a lot of things to cover. Like I said, in the second hour, Dave Hodges will be with us from the Common Sense Show. He's going to be spending the time with us in the second hour. And, of course, we may hear from Chris Street today. There's a little things up in the air, some articles that he's printing out there, especially about the Three Gorges Dam. American Thinker in the Epoch Times, I think, picked up the article. So he lays down some pretty incredible things about what's going on with the Three Gorges Dam business. Anyway, just a few things here to highlight what is really going on. But one of the big news stories that we're going to cover pretty much in the third hour as well is the CalExit program is with us. Right, CalExit. You know, the idea to secede from the Union by California, by the state of California. Yep, they have a proposition proposal. Believe it or not, they have one up there. I said that this was going to happen, and of course we asked Dave to come on because Dave has been touting this just about every show that he has actually on the Common Sense Show for the last two years, ever since the CalExit thing came out, ever since the CBS crew came up and did a special on New California here in this studio, actually. And it's kind of interesting. They've been touting and everybody's been knowing about the CalExit program. But here we go again. California Secretary of State ballot initiative measure update that was sent to me. Alex Padilla. Initiative and referendum qualification status as of July 6th, 2020. That was yesterday afternoon. And this is in regards to the Cal exit, the California independence plebiscite of 2024. Of 2024. I want you to remember that. Yeah, the plebiscite. Yeah, yeah. Queen Isabella is being removed from the state capital as we speak. I just had to get that little chime in going on for you. Anyway, so the initiatives and referendum pending. So let's I'll dive in and I'll give you some little nuggets from this thing. Okay, from the actual plebiscite document that was submitted by Marcus Ruiz Evans. He's the guy. He's our man. Marcus, he's our man. Anyway, he's the guy who's behind this out of Fresno, California. Right. And of course, we knew this was coming because this has been a long time, the seed plant for it and everything. But let me tell you what it says here in Article 6, the California Commission on National Sovereignty and Independence from the United States of America, establishment of the commission. The commission, they're going to try and set up a commission on national sovereignty and independence from the United States of America. In this article referred to as the commission is hereby established as an independent, nonpartisan commission of inquiry. Listen, independent. I'll knock some of this out of the park for you. The purpose and function of the commission is to prepare a complete public report on California sovereignty and independence from the United States of America and to specifically A, ascertain, evaluate, and report on the current ability of the state of California to govern itself independently should the need arise due to an unforeseen collapse of the United States government, open rebellion, revolution, or in the event of civil war. Ascertain and evaluate and report on the future economic and political viability of California as an independent country. C, to study, evaluate, and report on the global use of plebiscites as a peaceful means to obtaining independence. The use of plebiscites. You know, in lieu of the Declaration of Independence, I told you so about that Declaration of Independence. By golly, the founding fathers, they sure were revolutionary. Analyze and report to the public on its findings, conclusions, and recommendations. There you go. Now listen, the commission, the composition of the commission, listen to this. Talk about card stack. You know, everybody says the California voters, you guys always voted in the Democrat. Listen, it's not the Democrats. It's not the Republicans. It's not who votes. It's who counts the votes. And yes, it's always controlled by the Democrats, so guess what? Our election system is completely corrupted, right? So the commission shall be composed of 10 members, of whom one member shall be appointed by the governor, who shall serve as chairman of the commission. Two members shall be appointed by the state assembly. Two members shall be appointed by the state senate. Five members will be elected in a statewide special election held as soon as practical and upon approval of this act by the voters. So they're trying to weasel out of getting out of the United States of America through this plebiscite. This is strictly a United Nations operation, of course, and a Chinese operation. This is part of the Chi-Com business. And then other qualifications. It is the sense of the people of California that individuals appointed to the commission should be prominent individuals or residents of the state of California with significant depth of experience in such professions as government service. There you go. As professions. You see where this is coming from. It's coming strictly from the bureaucrats, of course. Law, public administration, economics, commerce, civil rights and history. Oh, and history, yeah. Let's destroy the history, right? That's always a good thing. All members of the commission shall be appointed no later than 30 days before the statewide special election. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, so that's what's going on in California. Now, we're going to cover this when Dave Hodges is with us. We'll definitely talk about this because he's been the champion of this and telling everybody this was going to come about. We have too. I mean, we just do our thing with New California. But the point is that Dave's really kept the attention focused on this. And we're saying, see, here it is. We're telling you exactly what they're trying to do, which is to split and take off California as a sovereign nation. Problem is money, 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 money. What is that song? Money, 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 money. Now, that's the problem. And Gavin Newsom in his head right now is going, money, 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 money. And of course, we'll see how this whole thing turns out, but we'll be talking about that one for sure. And of course, the big stories that are going on, and we're going to get kind of retro this. I'm going to go back to the 4th of July or the 3rd of July last Friday. I did not get a chance to cover it all day, all during the show yesterday, but we will definitely get back to listening to what the president has had to say. And then, you know, what is going on with the death toll in the cities. I think this is just such a incredible, gross injustice that's going on within our cities, all democratically controlled cities, right? Everybody's being butchered and slaughtered. We talked about the 8-year-old holding her dad's hand, shot, murdered, right? And, of course, the same thing happened in New York again, had a similar situation going on. So you have it in Atlanta, you have it in Georgia, you have, of course, 14 dead, I think, 113 shot or something like that in Chicago over the weekend. And I will have that accurate number because normally it's the day, you know, Monday, late in the afternoon. We don't get it for the Monday morning show. So we'll have that number for you, the numbers. What happens is they have to do a head count. How many people were wounded, over the weekend? And it takes them that long to get to all the hospitals and doctors and so on to count the numbers that were, you know, dead and wounded. I mean, this is just insane. And of course, that mayor in Chicago, is she? She looks like Satan. She looks like Satan's spawn. Well, it's not just that she looks like it. Dang, she acts like it too. And just about everything she does, just hey, we don't have any murder problems here. I guess she accepts murder and mayhem. We don't, as Americans. Stay strong. We'll be right back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops
pops on. If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com, State of the Future, Constitutional Convention number 7 coming up in September. And it's going to be the second week in September. And, boy, are we getting a lineup. And we can't talk to you about the lineup yet because of contractual negotiations, things of that nature. But we will probably be able to make some announcements tomorrow. Absolutely tomorrow. So there's a lot of really good things happening here in the New California State movement. We'll talk more about that in the second and third hour. Dave Hodges will be joining us in the third hour. Okay, I wanted to get into a couple of things that I think are pretty important. NASCAR's Bubba Wallace hits back at hate from Trump. There you go. Yeah, that's after all the crazy things that were going on with this noose, right? Nothing like a noose. Okay, so we've got Donald Trump. He's kind of going crazy. Dan Bongino is also going crazy. The crazy one I call Dan Bongino because he's crazy right all the time. Shocking, right? Tucker Carlson. I'm looking at the Fox website because of the situation. Graphic horror on the street. New York PD releases video of dad gunned down walking his daughter. Yeah, New York. Keeping Jasleen alive. And, of course, this is prison officials want to ensure Maxwell doesn't meet Epstein's fate. I can well imagine. She is the black book for Mr. Epstein. And we know what's going on right with that, right? It says, so anyway, that's this is she is the wild card going on, and there's going to be more about this. There's going to she's singing. Listen, she's already sung a lot. The reason she's with us now, and she's been moved to New York after being in New Hampshire for so long, is that she has the black book. She knows where everything and everything that happened with Epstein and Bill Clinton, by the way. Bill Clinton and even Hillary Clinton. Boy, the stories about Hillary. That's just all beginning right now. Yeah. So this picture, by the way, and I'll kind of, this is the latest that happened. Now, this is something that happened in New York City the other day. Father was walking his daughter. You know, you can't have fathers, black fathers in particular, right, doing the right thing. Oh, no, listen, that's an anathema to these folks. Anything that a black father is doing that's appropriate cannot be done. No. We got to kill them. We got to make sure this doesn't happen. Which is what happened in Atlanta, too, remember? So, 6-year-old daughter, he's walking his daughter in the street, broad daylight. And kills her. Yeah, real nice. Real nice. We're going to be streaming this one here for you in a second. I don't know if it's got sound or whatever. This is from a Fox feed. I you know, they put up these... they really do a bad job on the digital side here. because they will throw up a video, and you think that video is part of the story, and you find out it's not even close to the story. Here we go. There's a picture, a man being shot. Guy comes up in a car right next to him, walking his daughter. Gun comes out, the shooter, you see it. daughter. He's holding his hand, her hand. I don't think there's any volume to this. And then, of course, they go on to the next thing.
The president, as you saw in a brand new tweet, Chris, is wading into the culture wars over the sports teams that are considering.
So, anyways, that they did show it. They did not show the actual moment of death. Thank you very much. Unless you're on YouTube, then it's okay to do that. If you're a liberal, and if you want to show the moments of death, beheadings, and that sort of thing, if you're concerned, you can't do that. No. But if you're a liberal, it's okay for the YouTube to do that, right? Yeah, beheadings are good if you're a liberal, right? We get it. We get it, YouTube. We get what you're doing. Anyway, the video showed Anthony Robinson, 29, with his daughter on their way back home to Brooklyn from Bronx. According to local reports, and surveillance video shows a car that pulls up alongside them in open fire. The girl runs while Robinson collapses onto the street. ABC 7 News reported that he was pronounced dead at a nearby hospital. The girl was unharmed. See, they had to take him out because he was doing his job as a black father. Yeah, you know, listen, you know, males in general, and it doesn't matter what the color is, have been really, really attacked badly over the last 30 years. We know that. If you're a man, forget it, you know. They're trying to destroy manhood. By the way, speaking of that, I've got to have some man-style coffee, as I call it, Agenda 21 Radio coffee. This is a fresh pot. Pot de. It's only the second one. It's only the second one. We'll get through this one this hour. And then all of a sudden, it's tray. Oh. The trois. Robinson isn't the only victim of that crime, he said. The young girl is the victim of that crime, and that community in the northeast part of 444 Precinct is also a victim of that murder. Chief Jason Wilcox told the New York Times authorities are offering $10,000 reward. Police unions have blamed the spike in crime on Mayor Bill de Blasio. He's a communist, guys. This guy is a communist, and Council Speaker Corey Johnson, who last week passed an annual budget that shifted about $1 billion away from the New York PD to a move aimed at meeting activist demands for police reform. It's also a way to make sure that the bureaucrats can have an extra $1 billion to spend on themselves and keeping themselves in power. Shocking. You'd think they would do that. That's exactly right. Criminals with guns fear no consequences, the Police Benevolent Association tweeted, adding that the mayor and speaker and all electeds owe their constituents an explanation. And that is a fact. That is a fact. So video shows New York City dad fatally shot. But here's another one. What's going on in Atlanta? Can't resist the Atlanta thing. Shockingly, it's headline news right in the very front. Chop part two. Here we go. Atlanta mayor faces new scrutiny over handling a protest after 8-year-old's killing. Now, see, 6-year-old in New York, 8-year-old in Atlanta. Now, this is just incredible. It says Atlanta mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms. Bottoms, there you go. Bottoms up. Who has been seen as a viable vice president pick for Joe Biden. There you go. Just what you want to be your candidate for vice president. A person who could actually be in a position of authority over the presidency. Will likely have to respond to critics over her handling of reports of armed protesters occupying an area around Wendy's restaurant where a black man was fatally shot by a white police officer last month. It says Fox News crews last month observed a group of armed men at the location where Rayshard Brooks was fatally shot in June, and there had been new scrutiny over the city's handling of the unrest after the murder of an 8-year-old Saria Turner, who was shot and killed near the location on July 4th. That's okay. We'll just let it go. You know, it's a brand new Chaz chop, right? That's what we have over there at Wendy's. And I'm sure Wendy's just loves this kind of publicity, right? Bottoms made headlines for her tough stance after the shooting. She said at a press conference, that enough is enough. Really? We have talked about this moment that's happening across America and this moment in time when we have the ears and interests of the people across the country and across the globe who are saying they want to see change. But the difference in this movement or moment in time with the civil rights moment and movement in the civil rights, there was a defined common enemy, she said. Yeah, here we go.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
Well, we're talking about the Atlanta mayor. Her comments come in the wake of Turner's murder. This is the little 8-year-old girl. You can't blame this on the police officer, the mayor said. You can't say this about criminal justice reform. Here we go. This is what they had to say on Fox News, I think. Let's see what they have to say here.
We're going to go to Atlanta now, where police are looking for a man who drove his car into a crowd of protesters Friday, the confrontation leading to gunfire. All this happening as protests continue across the city amid an uptick in police sick calls. Brian Yenis is live in Atlanta with the latest. Brian.
Arthel, good afternoon. So the protests here in Atlanta have been largely peaceful, but there have been some isolated clashes between the demonstrators involving gunfire. You just mentioned one. Demonstrators say a man tried to drive into the protesters and they opened fire on that vehicle. But the driver has another story. He says, well, he tried to drive away because gunfire ensued. Police are investigating that incident. There was also another incident, gunshots near the Wendy's, where Rayshard Brooks was shot and killed by police. It left one woman injured. She got hit by gunshots. The Wendy's has become a memorial guarded by some protesters with guns. Meantime, though, protests continue. Last night, an American flag was burned outside of the police precinct, Zone 3, here in Atlanta. Though we've witnessed many peaceful protests in the last 5 days, protesters say they will continue marching until justice is carried out for Rayshard. Meantime, police are continuing to look for this woman, Natalie White, an arrest warrant.
Yeah, this is kind of old news in a sense, and but it gives you the flavor of what's going on there. And of course, now you have this 8-year-old girl who's been shot, and this this mayor is trying to reach out to people and say, "Oh, I didn't do it." Right? She lent herself. And she opened herself up for all this because she wasn't doing anything. Listen to this. The killing attracted national attention and prompted the state's governor, Brian Kemp, a Republican, to declare a state of emergency, authorizing the activation of up to 1,000 National Guard troops after a bloody weekend that left 5 dead, including the 8-year-old Turner girl. But Turner's killing prompted questions about how the city allowed the unrest to carry on for weeks, despite reports of armed protesters and groups that blocked a city street. What do you think about that? Now, you also have armed militias, black armed militias, dressed in black, but black people, armed to the teeth, marching around all parts of Georgia. What's up with that? Is the governor addressing that? With only 1,000 National Guard, I'll tell you, I saw at least 1,000 people that were involved with that march that they had over to Stone Mountain. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution reported that Turner was riding in the backseat of her mother's car when she was struck by gunfire. The paper said a group stopped the mom. There had been two other reports of shootings at the location, and just last week, armed individuals at the Wendy's threatened to shoot an Atlanta Journal-Constitution reporter and photographer. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution said it reached out to the mayor's office about why the city failed to clear out the protesters, but the mayor's office did not comment. And listen to this. An after-hours email from Fox News to the office was also not immediately returned. But the protest at the Wendy's seems to be eerily similar to Seattle's Chops, after reports from Washington State indicated that protesters formed their own armed security that banned police from the location, a claim the city denied. Yeah. Yeah. You get, it says on June 24, Steve Harrington, a reporter for Fox News, said he observed a roadblock at the location with no police in sight. The Atlanta Police Department told Fox News in a statement at the time that the APD is monitoring the situation and plans to coordinate with community leaders when the Wendy's property owner to address security issues and help preserve peace for this community as soon as possible. As soon as possible. When's that? Doesn't this just make you crazy? All right, I heard this. Yeah, and I'm glad, I think it's still up here left on the Fox News thing. But I heard, it's good. Okay, we're going to hear from Dan Bongino. Now we got another person coming forward on Epstein, and also, this just popped up in the news, Epstein and Maxwell. There's another person. See, this is what happens. They all start coming out of the walls on them, you know. Bongino in New York. This is what he says. This is, I think it's a pretty, if this is the same one. It says, Bongino in New York violence, time to look in the mirror. Communist mayor failed New York. Oh, he said communist too. Shocking, shocking. I'm glad Dan is doing such things.
To serve here in our community, Dan. So do you agree with that? Is COVID partly to blame for COVID. All here the we violence?
Go. I mean, this is really pathetic. Can we just be honest, like, with the audience right now? Like, this is so grotesque and pathetic. Mayor Lightfoot and Mayor de Blasio. I heard Mayor Lightfoot in Chicago also trying to pin this on Donald Trump somehow. Mm-hmm. How this was Donald Trump. And again, it was racist, of course. Everything is racist. God forbid you call out the fact that young black children are being shot in the head in the middle of the day. You call that out. Amazingly, you're the racist. And let me just say something here. So last night I was going on Sean Hannity's show. And right before I was on the show, I was doing a bit of homework. And I'm scrolling through social media. I'm trying to get the body count for New York this weekend. This is not hyperbole. I'm not exaggerating. Because I want to be precise. And as I'm on the air, right about to go on, I see another thing at the Daily Caller about another 14-year-old who was shot. And I thought to myself, you know, this is insane. Like, that's not a rounding error. Like, if you go on and say, well, 44 people were shot, and it's actually 45, that's not a rounding error. That's a human being who was killed. Mm-hmm. And that's how we have to talk about on television now what's going on in the cities run by these two epic failures of mayors, Mayor Lightfoot and Mayor de Blasio, that if you don't go on and check your Twitter feed before you come on, there may be someone else dead you may have missed. These aren't rounding errors. These are people. But these are people's kids.
Recognize what's happening with these mayors, though. This mayor knows he's an epic failure. Can't control the violence because if he cracks down on the violence, he'll be going against his constituency. And then you have this other mayor who has the violence out of control. But in defense of Lightfoot, Rahm Emanuel left her an absolute inferno, a mess, a murder capital. And instead of dealing with the issue at hand, they say President Trump is the problem. He's going after females in liberal cities, Atlanta and Chicago. And he's going after de Blasio. And he writes Black Lives Matter in front of Trump Tower. So that becomes the story. They actually think this distraction is going to be effective.
Yeah, well, so did Dave Dinkins. He thought that, too, until Mayor Giuliani won the mayorship in New York City and then won re-election by 17 points. They all make that mistake. They think their constituents are stupid when they're really the morons. But, Brian, just a simple question, you know, for the audience. Because, again, I know some people on the other side of the political aisle from me are immune to facts sometimes. Not all, but some. Was it Donald Trump who decided to pull the anti-crime units out of New York City? You know, the plainclothes units? You know, the ones that are the ones that support the most self-observed crime? Because they're in plain clothes, so people don't know they're cops. So they stop criminality in the act. Was it Trump? I'm just asking for the liberal. Oh, no.
Was it?
Didn't do that. That's right. Or was it President Trump who exchanged broken windows policing with a three-decade-long era of success in crushing criminality and chaos in New York? Was it him who threw that out the window and exchanged it for bail reform, where we're letting everybody back out of jail to pray? Oh, damn it, that's right. That was Mayor de Blasio.
Right. Shocking. It was Mayor de Blasio. Yep. We have those people out here, too. Gavin Newsom, anyone? Alex Padilla, anyone?
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of interesting. We're going to be hearing from Donald Trump, I think, in the third hour. It looks like now we're kind of getting backed up on time because we're having so much fun with all these murder and mayhem in Chicago and other places, right? You know, it's interesting. I'm trying to get up here the Kylie McEnany and some things. Yesterday's briefing. Yeah, it's kind of interesting. Yesterday's briefing. Boy, did she just smack down the press. I'm going to play this, and we're going to have to stutter our way through it. I'm sorry I lost the cue. But she just blasted yesterday. Absolutely blasted the reporters. On a number of different things yesterday. It was absolutely amazing. I was listening to it from the sideline, not watching it. So I know it was at the end of her press conference. So I'm going to pull up right now the whole thing, and we're going to kind of go through this because you got to listen to this in context so that you understand where she's coming from and what she's been doing. And this is the context. I'll see if we can get all this going on. This is now towards the end of the press conference, 39 minutes into it. And let's see. I have to pull some sound up. So, because this is the way things are done, you know.
You know, what steps is he taking?
This is yesterday's press conference.
Yeah, I'd have to inquire about that, about specific steps that he's taken. I'm not aware of his conversations with Secretary DeVos, but I will certainly follow up. But look, we've got a real problem in this country. When you have rioters, who I've listed off some of the examples of abolitionists, there seems to be zero understanding of history when you're defacing the statue of Matthias Baldwin and John Whittier and Ulysses S. Grant. There seems to be a lack of understanding and historical knowledge when the Armenian Genocide Memorial, remembering victims of all crimes against humanity, including slavery, is vandalized. There seems to be a lack of understanding of history when the first responders sculpture is damaged, when the Polish War Hero statue, the World War I Memorial, the Lincoln Memorial, the World War II Memorial, and absolutely the Robert Goode Shaw and the 54th Regiment Washington Memorial that honored African-American soldiers who fought valiantly in the Civil War was damaged in Boston. We need to have a better historical understanding, and I'll follow up with you about specific conversations. Yes.
Thank you, Kaylee. I have a question about masks. The president...
About masks.
Sort of
I hope he doesn't put on a mask.
Say that it's the single most important thing that Americans can do to protect each other. What is the president's message to Americans who hear those messages and say that they simply don't want to wear a mask? What does the president say to those?
The president was very clear last week that if he were in a situation where he wasn't tested daily and he was in close proximity and unable to social distance, that he would wear a mask. So he has made that clear. His rally this weekend in New Hampshire, masks are not only handed out, but they are recommended. Yes.
Thank you, Haley. I wanted to say, first off, point of fact, Bubba Wallace did not make any kind of false report. And I'm wondering, in general,
this is
why
the
president
about
thinks
Wallace.
That issue is worth his time and focus right now in the midst of a deadly pandemic. And then also, you
deadly
said he has
pandemic.
No opinion on the Confederate flag.
Confederate
why can't
flag.
This White House unambiguously state whether or not it supports displays of the Confederate flag and Confederate which are much more a part of this question than Gandhi.
Yeah, I said that Gandhi. You know, his tweet was not to indicate approval or disapproval of that particular policy of NASCAR. It was an aggregate to stand against the rush to judgment, to call something a hate crime before the facts were out, when clearly the media was wrong about
this. Okay, so she's clarifying that. Does a really good job.
Clearly,
so, but the whole
I never said
gist,
that.
Gist of this thing is that this situation that has occurred is that they have said nothing, literally said nothing, at this point in time about the shootings and the deadly weekend we just had. Nothing. No one's asked the question. Shockingly, no one's asked the question. So we're gonna fast forward this now.
In the pot. What does the president think that money should be used for if it's still there after August 8th? And then in a CARES 4 specifically, what
this
should
is
be
money
there
for
to
CARES,
help
which Gavin Newsom
yeah, so
hasn't distributed
any
to anybody yet. Shocking.
Phase 4, I've mentioned
okay,
that
now,
payroll tax
I'm going to go ahead.
Ordinary work that we've done on therapeutics.
The therapeutics.
No lives are lost because all Black lives matter. That of David Dorn and that of this 8-year-old girl. Thank you.
Okay, listen to this.
Question on the to deploy around the world and help other countries.
Now listen.
So that's what I would have to say on COVID. And finally, I'd end with this. You know, I was asked probably 12 questions about the Confederate flag. This president's focused on action, and I'm a little dismayed that I didn't receive one question on the deaths that we got in this country this weekend. I didn't receive one question about New York City shootings doubling for the third straight week, and over the last 7 days, shootings skyrocket by 142%. Not one question. I didn't receive one question about 5 children who were killed. And I'll leave you with this remark by a dad. It broke my heart. A dad of an 8-year-old lost in Atlanta this weekend. They say Black Lives Matters. You killed a child. She didn't do nothing to nobody, was his quote. We need to be focused on securing our streets, making sure no lives are lost, because all Black lives matter. That of David Dorn and that of this 8-year-old girl. Thank you.
Bombs away from Haley. Bombs away. They're all screaming and bitching and moaning. Oh, how dare her call us out? What a bunch of schmucks. What a bunch of schmucks. You see, they're complicit, aren't they? It just proves it. Absolutely proves their complicity in working with the globalists, the One World Order folks, such as Gavin Newsom and folks, right? A little CalExit, anybody? We want to break up and take away the state of California from the union. After all, the communists need it more than us. Need it more than our union. Right. I don't think so. That's just me. I'm just one person, right? I'm just a person. And so are you. Wait, did Kaylee McElhaney just absolutely bang it out of the park? We're talking about a grand slam, walk-off grand slam home run. And it was a walk-off. She walked right off the stage. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
In cities large and small, well, it is simply overwhelming. 77 people were shot just this weekend in Chicago, 14 of them killed, including a 7-year-old girl and a 14-year-old boy. There was a nightclub shooting in South Carolina that left 2 people dead. 8 others wounded. In Alabama, an 8-year-old boy was killed in a shooting at a shopping mall that left 3 other people hurt there. And in Atlanta, the mayor saying enough is enough after more than 20 people were shot. Among the victims, an 8-year-old girl killed right near the Wendy's where Rayshard Brooks had been shot.
We are doing each other more harm than any police officer on this force.
You know,
we've had over 70.
This makes me sick. You know, as Peggy Hall said, the vomit meter is here. This is this Keisha Lance Bottom, the Atlanta mayor, who's, by the way, being considered to be a vice presidential candidate with Joe Biden, of course. Make me vomit, girlfriend. You make me vomit. Just hearing you say these, after all these weeks now of lawlessness that you permitted, and this 8-year-old gets murdered, you have blood on your hands. It's you. And talk about Mayor Lightfoot. 14 deaths over the weekend? Shocking. Blood all over her body from head to toe. These Democrats are just dripping with blood. And now out here in California, man, that COVID virus, it just keeps on coming because they've opened up the border and all these COVID virus positive people have it. And of course, they're double counting, triple counting. You know, if you have a tracing device on your, and you're being traced and tracked, then you come in contact with 10 people and you're COVID positive. Guess what? So are they. You don't even know them, but they just count them anyway. Bogus, false facts, and lies. That's all these people know. Because they know their time is short. Because I know that on November 4th, when I wake up, I know that Donald J. Trump will be my president for the next 4 years. And you know what? These people know it too. They know it also. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our websites, newcaliforniastate.com and ncs51.com. If you haven't signed up, we have a big function going on in Orange County on Wednesday. And you can sign up. You can go there and sign up. And you might want to also email us at bear, B-E-A-R, at ncs51.com. If you want to go, that's bear, B-E-A-R, at ncs51.com. And remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.